If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Games with Bill, your almost daily micro podcast about the video game industry. Each episode I try and come up with one topic in the industry to discuss for hopefully less than 10 minutes, and today I want to talk about physical media. That's right, physical media. Now, I have to say that I have been screamed at a million times because I am a digital guy. I prefer the convenience of never having to worry about a disc or a cartridge or anything like that. I mean, look, I've been using the Steam Deck as my main gaming machine. You can't have physical media with that. When the Nintendo Switch came out, I bought a few games, like, physically at first. But almost all the games that I have on my Nintendo Switch these days are games that I got on the eShop. I have a PlayStation 5. I don't personally have any physical games on the PS5. I have a disc PS5 because I'd like the option. But I don't have any games that have it, like, that are on disc, except for my son's copy of Miles Morales Spider-Man, which I never play because I also have that on the PlayStation subscription. My Xbox, I don't have any digital or any disc-based games. Almost every game that I play is a digital game. And there are many people out there who hate the idea of digital games, and they have extremely good reasons for not liking digital games. They have extremely good reasons for enjoying and preferring physical media. Reason number one, not everybody has a great internet connection, and if you don't have a great internet connection, or if your internet connection is just fine, but you are metered on your bandwidth, like how much you can download in a month, well, that's a very bad option when games come in at hundreds of gigs. So you want to have that data on the disc. That way you don't have to download it. Makes a whole lot of sense. There's also people who like the idea of being able to take the game that they bought and trade it in to GameStop or whatever place. Maybe like a mom and pop shop instead of GameStop. They like to be able to trade it in, get some credit, and then use that credit to buy a new game. Perfectly acceptable. There's people who want to be able to loan games to their friends. Hey, I have this game, whatever game that happens to be, and you can borrow it from me. And while you're borrowing that from me, hey, can I borrow this from you? I know that personally, when I was growing up, this is how my friends and I would play our Nintendo or Sega games, is because we would strategize. Hey, I'm going to ask for this one for Christmas. You ask for that one for Christmas. You ask for that one for, like, all of my friends would strategize who was going to ask for what for Christmas or birthdays or whatever. And then we would trade games back and forth. And it was awesome. And on top of that, we would go to the video rental place and rent video games as well. You can't do that with digital games. So I completely understand the reasons that you would want to have physical media. I absolutely get it. But on the other hand, there's a whole lot of convenience that comes from having digital versions of the games. For instance, if I am playing my Nintendo Switch and I'm playing game A and I want to switch over to game B and I'm not in my, like, the nerd nest in my main office where I usually am playing games, maybe I'm down on the couch in the living room, I don't want to switch games. Well, if I'm using physical media, then I got to walk upstairs, look for the game, find it, put that cartridge in, make sure I put the other cartridge back, and then walk back downstairs. Now, is that a first world problem? Yeah, that is a ridiculous thing to complain about. It's not really a complaint, though. It's just the reality of the situation. If I'm going to play games that way, there are some drawbacks. If you take your stuff with you, if you go somewhere on vacation or something and you want to bring your games with you, you got a bunch of stuff to bring. Digital, you don't really have to worry about that. It's a whole lot more convenient. Sure, you may have to re-download a game that you've uninstalled in order to make room. But at the end of the day, playing games on non-physical media, basically digital games, for me, in my opinion, is far more convenient. And I am fine giving up all of the benefits of physical media for the convenience. And I think most people, now I'm not going to say most gamers, but most people probably agree that convenience is paramount and physical media is secondary. And the perfect example that I would give is, you know, like Netflix and all the other video subscription services that we all subscribe to these days. Like, are there people out there that adore Blu-rays and only watch movies on Blu-ray? Absolutely there are. But most people just stream the thing to them and they're fine with that. They don't really care about the extra quality or the added bonuses of having the physical media. All right, so why am I talking about this? Well, it looks like the physical media for Modern Warfare 2, which, by the way, if you did not know, these games are typically really huge games. Like, they take up tons of space. They got a huge memory footprint on your storage. The physical disc for Modern Warfare 2 contains, and this is just rumors from what I understand, 70 megabytes of information. That is essentially your license for playing the game and a couple of, like, assets probably that when you put it in, it immediately puts up on the screen, and then you have to download the game anyway. Even if you buy the physical version of the game, you have to download the game anyway. Now, back when this was Nintendo Switchcraft, and I was talking about this many times in the past, I probably at some point in the past have said that doesn't really bother me. I think that they should incentivize physical media in other ways, having like a cool statue or something. I think the example that I've given in the past is Sonic the Hedgehog. When Sonic Mania came out, there was a version of Sonic Mania. There was like a really cool statue of Sonic standing on a Sega Genesis. And it came with a code that you put into your Nintendo Switch in order to play the game. And I thought that that was really cool because you're paying extra for like this deluxe version that has this awesome statue that you will always have. And you're not really paying for a little plastic thing that goes into your Nintendo Switch. Or if you're playing on some other platform, like a plastic disc that eventually is going to break down and not work anyway. Now, of course, you can also say, hey, you know, there's the issue where we have games being taken away because they aren't on physical media. But at the same time, sure, some of the older titles might still work on physical media, even if something gets shut down. But I think that we are now fully in the realm of when your games get shut down, even if you bought the physical media, it's probably going to stop working anyway. I'm not saying that that's a good thing. I just think that that's where we are. I'm being realistic. So I'm curious what you guys all think. There's probably going to be a conversation in our community Discord. Join us over at nerdnest.tv/Discord. But what do you think? Excuse me. What do you think about Modern Warfare 2 only having 70 megabytes of data on the disc? Do you think that that's, I don't want to say false advertising, but like people are buying it for the reasons that you buy physical media and they're not actually getting any of the benefit of physical media. Although maybe you can still trade it. Like, I don't know. It's just an interesting turn in the in the reality that is gaming. And I saw Spawnwave tweet this out. He says, now all they need is for somebody to say, why even have physical media? They have all the excuse that they have or that they need in order to yank them away. Because corporations hate physical media and they really like digital delivery. I don't know why, but I know why. I agree with them. But it's also a bad thing at the same time. Anyway, if you want to get these shows ad-free, head on over to patreon.com/nerdnest. Thank you so much, everybody who is already over there supporting the show. You guys are fantastic. Now, before we wrap up, I almost forgot about this. Recently, I posted a poll asking you guys, what do you think of the Silent Hill announcements? Go back and check out that previous episode where I talked about it. And let's take a look at that poll. The results are actually fairly half and half. I asked, what do you think of the Silent Hill announcements? More info in the comments. 46% said they're hyped for them. 54% said that they are not interested. I'll just read one comment in there. This one's from Jeffrey Bryant. They said, interested, but I lost my hype after the decades of waiting. Also, Resident Evil 4 Remake stole my hype, and I may have had as soon as I watched this trailer and gameplay footage. Anyway, see you guys on the next one. Stay rad, everybody.